That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, Dick Huddleston speaking. Well, sir, Moe's Moot, VPR's only sponsor, is still giving Lum and Abner double. They just can't seem to put on a radio program that's satisfied. But they're still trying, and believe it or not, they're getting up at daybreak today to put on an early morning daytime serial. What a serial. Come on, let's check in at the Jot 'em Down store. I don't want you to miss it. Well, doggies, Lum, I don't see what you have to put a program on so early in the morning for. I'm still half asleep.
So we got to put it on this early. That's when Moe's Moose wants it.
Moe's Moose. You'd think was running our line.
Well, he is, sorter. He's our sponsor. Don't forget that.
Well, whatever he is, I still don't see why he wants to have a program on at this time of day.
Well, he just felt like he weren't getting no leave from them nighttime show we's putting on, so now he wants a daytime serial, he says.
Cereal?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see how what he wants for breakfast has got anything to do with his radio program.
Well, I don't mean that kind of cereal, the kind you eat. I mean them kind of radio programs they have on every day, like Mary Margaret McBride Faces Portia, and When a Girl Marries John's Other Husband, Dr. Malone Can Be Beautiful, and all such as that.
Oh, yeah, then. Elizabeth listens to all of them.
See, Moe figures if he can build up an audience early in the morning, he might catch them before they go to work and give them the idea of starting the day out by getting a shave or a haircut at his barber shop. He's got to hand it to that Moe. He knows what he's doing.
Man, I don't know whether he does or not. It's mostly women folks that listen to them shows, Lum. I can know good and well Elizabeth ain't going to rush down there and get a shave. How interesting the story is.
No, but it might make her remind you to get a shave, you see. That's how them things work.
Well, I doubt it. She gets so rocked up in listening to them programs, she don't know whether I had a shave or not.
Well, that's Mosey's idea, anyway. All we're supposed to do is put the program on, and that's what we're going to do. Uh-oh, here are other actors.
Yeah, all except Grandpap.
Morning, Squire. Hello, Cedric.
Well, gentlemen. Glad to see you up so bright and early. Well, at least early. Like I have a little joke, you know.
Yeah.
What am I laughing at? I'm still half asleep.
Well, I'm glad you fellas are here anyway. Wish Grandpap hurry up and get here. We'd get started.
This delay has no place in business, man. But by the way, Lum, I don't believe you have any insurance on this shortwave set of yours either. Now, I just...
Well, we ain't got time to think about that now, Squire. We got to get going here.
Yeah, Cedric, did you rehearse your part like Lum told you to?
Mom?
So good a fine actor you're gonna be.
I tried to get Sister Simpson to play some sad organ music for us, but I couldn't get her.
Do you think the show will be sad enough with just us in it, Lum?
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
We just have to try it anyway. Have you guys all got your parts now?
Yeah, but Lum, can't we change it to where I don't have to be the woman? Seems like every show we put on, I'm the woman.
Well, we can't change it now, Abner. Besides, you're the only one enough acting talents to take that part.
Dad, I wish I didn't have so many talents.
Don't forget, Grandpa's taking a woman's part in this, too. He's Grandma Jensen. Wait a minute, where is Grandpa?
Well, Thomas, he'd be here.
Well, we can't wait no longer. Moe's is waiting to hear his show. We just have to do the best we can. Cedric, get over and start cranking the generator.
Well, I'm in the show. I can't do that.
Well, you're going to do it for the opening announcement and the theme song.
Well, I'll be glad to give the generator a twist or two between lines, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon we'll all do that, Squire. Swap up on it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started. Turn the switch, Abner.
Roger.
Get going, Cedric. Good morning, friends of Radio Land. This is Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins and talks, greeting you from station VTR, located in our studios. This morning...
Hey, Lum, here comes Grandpap.
Good. Tell Grandpap to keep his mouth shut now we're on the air.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, howdy. I'm sorry I was late, Lum.
Catch up, Grandpap. We're broadcast.
Oh.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Yeah.
This morning, friends, bring you the new Moe's Moot program, a shaving soap opera entitled Life Faces the Suffering Gentleman.
Very sad organ music.
Yeah, no, you don't read that. We ain't got the music nowhere.
Yeah.
This is the story that asks the question... Can the suffering Jensens take it? Five times a week. Monday through Friday at this same time. brought to you by...
Moe's Moots' Barbershop, for the closest shaves and the roundest haircuts. Recollect the name, Moe's Moots. Moe's Moots is spelled M-O-S-E, Moe's, M-O-O-T-S, Moots.
No other barber can make that statement.
Music gets sadder. Oh, I forgot I wasn't supposed to read that.
Mother Jensen has just got a letter from Ralph saying that Mary and Gregory have broke up and Mary has run away with Judson, forcing little Buster and baby Vern to live with Miss Kutcher, who they hate. Mother Jensen knows she must keep this news from Grandma Jensen because Grandma has lost all her money in a fake oil well, and one more shock will bring her asthma, which Dr. Fritz says will kill her. But Lucy doesn't know this because Mr. Jensen, who is being suspicious of embezzling money at the office, doesn't want Henry to worry while he's in bed with a broke leg, which he got falling off a ladder trying to keep Maud from living with Fred, who has broke his parole. Sonny is in school.
Well, Grandma, how do you...
I'm done yet, Abner.
Huh?
Unbeknownst to Mother Jensen, Elsie has fell in love with Dr. Fritz, but Mabel has come in betwixt them. And if Elsie don't lay off, Mabel will have Alger Oppenheim sell Grandma another fake oil well. So Elsie goes to get help from Harley, but Genevieve is laid up with a broke collarbone, and Harley is working in a coal mine to try to raise money to pay Dr. Fritz, who is actually in love with Mildred, Homer's cousin. Homer does not know this. He has just went bankrupt. Sonny is in the third reader at school.
Well, Grandma,
I ain't done setting the scene yet. Unbeknownst to Gertrude, Homer's other cousin, Homer has tried to borrow money from Alger Oppenheim, but Lucy is in his office with Earl and David and Martha. So Homer jumps down the elevator shaft and breaks both arms.
That's the one head first.
Martha does not know this. She is actually in love with Dr. Fritz. Sonny has just returned from school and falls down the fake oil well. Grandma limps up to the breakfast table. Mother Jensen is the first to speak.
Now, well, Grandma, how do you feel this morning?
Oh, don't mind me.
I seen you limping, Grandma. Have you broke your hip again?
It's nothing.
You are brave, Grandma.
It's nothing, I said.
I feel that something terrible is going to happen today, Grandma.
Do you?
Yes. Well, here comes my husband, Mr. Jensen.
Does he know that you know about him being for embezzling money at the office, Emma?
No, I don't want him to know I know till I get over my lumbago.
You're brave, Emma.
Here he comes. He looks sad. He must have something on his mind.
Hello, Emma and Grandma.
Hello, Mr. Jensen. Have you got something on your mind?
Well, it's nothing. If the police come, just tell them I'm not home.
Are you sure there ain't nothing wrong?
You must not worry about it.
Mr. Jensen is brave, Grandma.
It's nothing. How's Dr. Fritz, Mr. Jensen?
Well, he's just a nervous breakdown. Martha does not know this.
Poor Martha. Oh, here comes our little boy.
Don't tell him about me being an embezzler. Lum, I don't like this part. Folks are liable to get to believe in this. You know, it might hurt my business.
No, they won't, Squire. Keep going. Read it again.
Don't tell him about me being an embezzler.
He cannot hear anyways with his head all wrapped up in bandages.
So is our poor little boy hurt again?
Yep. When David and Lucy were eloping this morning, Lucy's satchel fell and hit Sonny on the head. Like to kill him.
Does Gert know about David and Lucy?
No, and don't tell her. Poor girl, she's got burdens enough of her own. What with George back in jail, the bank failing with her life savings in it, and Milton running off with her daughter, Rose, and her government bonds.
Oh, poor Gert. How can we bear up under all this?
Mother, you've got to bear up, too. Here comes our little boy. You must not let him see those tears in your eyes.
Hello, Mother and Daddy and Grandma. Why is that policeman on the front porch?
Oh, you poor little innocent lamb of a boy.
Be brave, Emma. You got to tell him.
Oh, what have I done to deserve this terrible fate?
Oh, here comes the policeman.
No. Do not let them take me away from my little boy. My own dear little boy, who I have loved like a son. No, no, my curly-headed sonny. No.
What are they doing to my daddy? Don't take him away.
Oh, my little blue-eyed boy.
Hold it, fellas. Here's the telephone.
Hey, you better get it, Mom. I'm fuddled up where I can't see nothing here.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Mose. How's that? I can't make out a word you're saying. Oh, well, but Mose... Yeah, all right. Yeah, goodbye.
What'd Mose want, Mom?
He says to cancel the show.
Cancel? I thought we was doing good.
It's the trouble, we're doing too good.
Huh?
Moses is tore up, he can't stand it. The poor fella's over there crying so hard, it's all I could do to understand him. And this is one time I'm glad he canceled. I don't believe I could have stood one more episode.